This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. British Prime Minister David Cameron heads to Brussels tomorrow. Beer and chocolate? Sadly, no. The leader of the second biggest economy in the European Union is going to be wrangling concessions from the EU, or trying to anyway, trying to get Britain more say over things like migration and financial policy. A looser union, if you will. The stakes here are not small. Later this year, the Brits are going to vote in a referendum on whether or not to stay in the EU. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard has been testing the waters in the port city of Dover on Britain's southeast coast, just 21 miles from the continent.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Not far from Dover's famous white cliffs, in a bitingly cold wind, an open-air service of remembrance is underway.
We gather here to worship God and to remember those who sacrificed their lives during Operation Fuller some 74 years ago.
Operation Fuller was an heroic but doomed mission off this coast during the Second World War. Six canvas-covered British biplanes took on the might of the German Navy and were shot to pieces. Today's remembrance, says local pub landlord David Little, is a timely reminder.
We had many hundreds of thousands of men who made the ultimate sacrifice in laying down their lives defending our country. They were defending our sovereignty.
And that, says Little, a former parliamentary candidate for the UK Independence Party, is what he and fellow opponents of EU membership are also trying to do.
We're not at the moment laying down our lives, but people like myself feel very strongly about self-determination, passing our own laws and being independent from the European Union.
But local supporters of the EU drew a very different moral from the Operation Fuller memorial service. Lawyer and member of the pro-European Liberal Democrat Party, Anthony Hook, says it underlines the EU's finest achievement.
What the European Union has done is to abolish war in Europe. We're now at a point where war in Europe is inconceivable and human rights are safeguarded all over Europe. And that's something we really need to protect.
A car ferry looms out of the fog in the English Channel. Dover is the busiest passenger port in the world. 16 million travellers pass through every year, and more than 2 million trucks. This city calls itself the gateway to Europe. But there are plenty of people here who want to slam the door shut on EU membership. Daphne Duggan and William Burgess fret about other European citizens having the right to come and settle in Britain. How would you vote, in or out?
Out. Definitely. You have all these immigrants coming in. I have nothing against them. It's just that there's too many. We're only a small island.
Would you vote in or out?
I would vote out. It will bring power back to our government, hopefully.
To control the border?
Absolutely. It's too many people.
But others, like Terry Sutton, a local historian and a freeman of Dover, are more worried about the economic repercussions if Britain votes out.
I'm definitely going to vote staying in. It seems madness to think of coming out.
Madness? Why?
Dover does very well out of the European community. If we came out, they might put back tariffs and therefore there'd be less work for Dover Docks.
At his pub, the Dog Inn, landlord David Little claims that the EU wouldn't dare slap tariffs on British goods. The Brits import much more from continental Europe than they export there. The EU's unlikely to hamper cross-channel trade. It would be business as usual.
We absolutely love Europeans. We want them to come here and spend their money. We want to go there and buy their cheese and their wine and their food. We want to trade with them. What we don't want is unelected commissioners in Brussels passing our laws.
There'll be bluebirds over.
This wartime song helped turn the White Cliffs of Dover into a beacon of freedom and hope. There was no doubt what that meant in the dark days of World War II. But today, black and white shades into grey. Dover is divided, and both sides in the EU argument claim that freedom and hope are their aim. In Dover, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.